Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's
Taz
and Moose. You know it's
Taz and Moose. Hey. Taz and Moose with you here on this Friday morning. College picks in our rearview mirror. NFL picks coming your way later on this hour. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice we have someone in the studio.
Yes.
And he's dancing. You like hip-hop, Zach?
He is. Yes, I do. I actually like this Taz and the Moose song.
There
this
you go.
Is really
very
good.
Nice.
Thank you. This is a gentleman by the name of Mazanji. He's a hip-hop artist from Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And he's done a lot of stuff for the show and my podcast. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's great. When are you going to get him up here?
Probably never. Yeah, he's always in North Carolina rapping. So, but when he gets up here, we'll get him in here maybe one day.
Is he a full
day.
Dentist
yeah.
now?
Not yet.
He's a rapping dentist?
No, he went...
He went to dental school.
Really?
Isn't he in dental school?
That's
yes.
great.
He is.
Yes, he's a rapping
yes,
dentist.
Right.
Yes.
So he gives you those the braces yes. and he wires it so his music goes in your mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
That's tremendous, Zach Martin.
He's flipping beats.
Oh,
he's
man.
Flipping beats as he's putting braces. He's like an orthodontist.
He's dropping balls while he's doing root canals.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. He went to University of North Carolina. He was a Tar Heel and then dental school. But he's also blowing up.
He's really good as a rapper.
Yeah, he is. He's a very talented kid.
Wow. I saw you bebopping around there.
Yeah,
Zach.
He'll never go broke.
No.
He's my hero.
No. That's exactly
no.
right.
All the people around here might go
yes,
broke.
Yes, we all are going down that
yes.
road.
Absolutely.
Trash. Right. He's got it set up. If he doesn't continue to blow up as an artist, he could always go back and, you know, yeah. everyone needs their teeth cleaned
that's
at
true.
Some point in time.
Unless you live in the UK.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Sorry, that's a whole other story.
That guy's talented. He's really good.
Sorry, I had to do it. It's a layup.
But yeah, Zach is here, and if you know the voice each and every day, he voices the three, unless he's on an extended vacation. Then we have a myriad of different people doing it.
That's funny.
But Zach every single day is voicing the three, and he's joining us in studio this morning. He's going to do it live.
Andrew Bogus said you were nervous, Zach.
What's that?
He said you were nervous. Andrew, you know the kid who does the updates for us, Andrew Bogus? You know him?
Bogus? You mean the guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That guy?
Oh, wow. That was tremendous.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Attention all three Fordham fans as we broadcast live from Fordham University women's basketball.
Oh, my God.
A deuce score. Top of the key. 3 points.
What the man, bro. Why do we not have you do the three live every day?
We could do that if you really wanted to.
But sometimes you're not in a good mood, Zach. Well,
I would be in a good mood to be on this show on a regular basis.
Oh,
it's a fun show.
Very
absolutely.
Nice. We have fun here.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
knows that. You think Taz and the Moose, you think fun. That's what people
that's right.
get
yeah,
locked
absolutely.
In every single day.
All right.
I am.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, we're happy you're able to do it today. Cut it out of your schedule and
he keeps
join
looking
us.
At his notes, Moose. He's making me nervous.
Well, no.
You got three lines, bro.
I have guys talking in my ear. This is really annoying.
Really?
I'm hearing, like, well, play
yeah.
the song and then we'll cue.
Yes.
Oh, like you've never done radio. You got yeah. these guys are talking to you like you've
well,
never done radio?
I've never
Mike
done this bit
Mike
live.
Prepared
so,
him beforehand.
Right. So, Mike, you're going to play the song and then I'm going to do the.
Mike,
is that how it goes?
It obviously beforehand. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NFL trades Dus Begins to Seattle.
All right, here we go.
What happened there? What happened?
I don't know. I just rip and read.
It was very funny. Dus Begins. All right, here we go. Three,
right,
two,
ready?
One. You're up.
Yes,
all right,
you're
this
up.
Message.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Minshew mania continues in Jacksonville.
Wow. Yes.
Good job.
Gardner Minshew.
Good job, Zach.
Best look in the NFL, Zach?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know
well,
look?
Cam Newton, as far as looks, that guy is something else.
Oh, he's a handsome guy.
Oh, no
yeah.
doubt about it.
Well,
you know?
I'm talking about how the stuff he wears.
Oh, like
oh,
his
the
fashion
hair.
Sense. Yeah.
Right. Well, the last game, he looked like Mary Poppins. After
I'm going to have Cam Newton take me shopping for men's clothes.
That's
you
tremendous.
Should. I think you could pull those looks off.
Yeah, I look like an old Russian woman.
Babushka!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's an out of show.
So he had a Minshew. He's got the mustache. Pawn Jones. He's got a like an adult film star mustache.
Well, he's adjusted a little bit, though, too, sometimes. He looks at times like a porn star, at times like a pirate.
That's true. That's a good point, actually. He does.
He does it. He has adjusted a little bit.
He is.
But last night, he had the full porn look going.
He did. And speaking of that, how about, what's his name, Mike Vrabel, man, the head coach of the Titans. He's got a pretty thick, heavy mustache, too.
He does.
Like, real deal. He old does. School 1975 Starsky and Hutch type mustache.
He does have that. Did you watch the Thursday night game there, Zach?
No, it was out cold. I'm watching that game.
Nope.
It's too late. Who even won? And who even cares?
The Jaguars won. Thank you for our listening audience. 20-7.
Oh, my God, Zach.
Minshew threw for 204 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah. This is right. He played well. We have to watch the game. But yes. We enjoy watching it, too.
We did. Well, last night. I don't know if I'd say enjoy in the Thursday night game, but I did watch the game.
Yes. Who's even the announcers on that game anymore?
Joe Buck. Remember him?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a line. Joe Buck and the Troy Aikman. You remember Troy Aikman?
Oh, so they put it on Fox?
Correct.
No, it was on the NFL Network.
It was on both, right?
Right.
Fox broadcast, like with simulcast, I guess, with the NFL Network.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a try this season later on.
All right.
When I don't have to work on Friday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Number two.
Tom Brady calls out refs during Thursday night football game.
Wow,
was even Tom Brady even there last night?
No, he was not there.
So why is he calling out the refs?
Well, he's criticizing the penalties in the first half.
On social media.
Twitter. Oh, I see.
Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, I do. Zach Martin Rocks.
Do you tweet a lot?
Only, I don't fight with people on Twitter. I just put up rock stories. You know?
Rock and roll?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite rock band?
Led Zeppelin.
God dang it! Mine too.
There you go.
How can you not love Led Zeppelin, the best cover band of all time? Yeah, well, you look at you listen to their first three albums, they're all basically covers of blues artists.
Well, that's true, but they're not covering.
I know, I do that because... In case Robert Plant is listening, it gets him aggravated.
Or Jimmy Page.
Well, Jimmy Page, we're good friends. I got pictures.
Who's your favorite? Do you really? You know Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach's a radio savant. Rock savant. Yeah.
I've interviewed just about every major rock star you can think of over
the
years.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Next question.
So let me ask you a question. So what's your favorite Zeppelin song?
Good times, bad times.
Nice. Story of my life. Yeah. Good times,
bad times. You know I had my share.
Yeah. Who's your second favorite band?
I would have to go with the Rolling Stones.
Not Limp Bizkit.
And Pink Floyd.
You don't like Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I like Limp Bizkit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You like the Stones, and then have you interviewed Mick?
Ron Wood and Bill Wyman.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Man,
that's pretty cool.
I actually interviewed Yoko Ono in her apartment.
Really?
Over at the Dakota. That
Did
was really,
really
interesting because, yes, I was afraid that at that time I weighed a lot more. And I was really afraid, like Tommy Boy, like I was going to knock something over and she's like, never come back here again.
Can you validate?
You know what I was afraid I was going to knock over and smash on the ground?
What's that?
The urn.
Oh, God.
If it is there, we don't know. But I was going through my head. Whatever you do, don't drop the urn with John Lennon's ashes. It'll be all over.
That's the good way to never interview her again.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Wow, interesting.
That would have been a story, though.
It would have been great, right?
Right.
I didn't know you did all the interview with the rock and roll stars. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have any of the 8-tracks of that?
Yes, I do. My 8-track favorite album of all time is Grand Funk. Grand Funk was one of those bands that played at Shea Stadium back in 1972. They actually sold out faster than the Beatles.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Did they?
Really?
Yes, they did.
Grand Funk Railroad.
And I do believe Humble Pie opened up for Grand Funk. Grand Funk Railroad.
Story of my life, Humble Pie.
Have you seen Rolling Stones? They're back on tour. Are you going to go see them?
No, I don't want to watch 80-year-olds without their shirts on. Yeah. I don't need to see that.
When was the last time you saw the Stones in concert?
The Steel Wheels tour, I saw them in St. Louis and at Shea Stadium.
You like Steely Dan?
Not really my favorite.
Oh, I love Steely
Dan. I like a couple of songs, like my old school,
K-19.
I like some of it, not all of it.
Yeah,
that's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I like Steely Dan.
Yeah. I'm not
I like that rapper, the dentist guy.
Yes,
Bazanji.
Bazanji?
Why is Steely Dan an acquired taste?
I think it's just... They're more highbrow. You really have to pay attention to the lyrics. Like, my old school is talking about how they got involved in a drug bust because some girl dropped a dime on them.
Yeah.
It's too cerebral for me. I need some.
All right, so
his songs about guys smoking weed.
Yeah.
Who is from your perspective, right? The radio, the music savant that you are, right?
Yeah.
Greatest lead man ever.
Fred Durst?
No, Paul Rogers.
Paul Rodgers.
I like Paul Rodgers. I think he's the best rock vocalist of all time. I think he goes underneath the radar. I mean, these are the conversations we had growing up as kids.
Greatest guitarist of all time.
Jimmy Page. And Jimi Hendrix. It's kind of a tie because Jimmy Page, for his longevity, Jimi Hendrix hasn't, you know, died young.
A lot of great guitarists, as you know. It's funny. Moose and I, yesterday, we were talking about, we were playing, remember Dick Dale?
Yes.
A different surfer rock, but his guitar player.
Dickie Do and the Don'ts.
Wow, look at you. Dick Dale. That's it. The Deltone Jones. Yeah, so we're talking. But, Van Halen, great guitarist.
Eddie. Yeah.
A lot of great guitarists.
But you know, nobody ever talks about the best bass players of all time.
Who would that be for you?
Paul McCartney, number one. Ooh, wow. And Chris Squire from Yes at number two.
Oh.
Music, Mark Jones. Yeah. Look at you.
Zach, really. Zach's is like, he's an encyclopedia.
Yeah. For that, yeah.
Why are you working for a sports radio company?
That is one of the biggest questions of my life every day when I get up at 4 a.m. What am I doing?
Yeah, you should.
I love it here. This is a lot of fun.
I could tell.
That might be a good off-the-air question.
No, that's okay.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Zach's got plenty of stories.
The boss is listening to, something else right now. So we can pretty much talk about what we want.
Right. This will be the
you
last
don't want
time
the boss listening. No.
Thank you, Zach. Here we go. Next.
Number three.
The Yankees win the AL East.
The
Yankees win.
I was doing the John Sterling.
Nice.
That was
a little
well
Sterling.
Done.
Nice. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, look at
First
that.
First time in 7 years they stopped the reign of the Red Sox. The Yankees are the AL East champs.
You're a Yankee fan?
I love the Yankees.
Yes.
Met fan Jones. Met fan, Yankee fan,
It's
good to have another Yankee fan in the studio.
I'm not a Met hater, though. There's a lot of people. Bro, you can't be a Mets fan and a Yankees fan. It's not orthodox.
Everybody here is like, I'm not a Yankee hater. See, I'm a Met fan, but I don't hate on the Yankees. But these guys, there's a lot of nawpism.
I don't understand that.
It's just
jealousy.
It's the
fan base. I think the interaction with the fan base as well.
I think the reason why I like the Yankees so much, why they're my number one team, is because the great movies and the great figures of Yankees history. My grandfather was a friend of Babe Ruth.
Really?
I found that out the other day after 80 some odd years.
That's amazing.
My uncle finally tells me, your grandfather was friends with Babe Ruth back in the day. I go, explain that one, Uncle Pete. Well, he used to sell hot dogs and beer and bring them up to where Babe Ruth was staying in Passaic, New Jersey. Wow. I'm like, and he's got the signed ball.
That's great.
Interesting.
He's got a signed ball from Babe Ruth.
And you bring that in with your 8-tracks, no?
Right, throw that in with the 8-tracks. You know what I was thinking when I was looking at the ball? I'm like, gosh, I hope I'm in his will.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah,
right. Don't send it to your nephew, your son.
Right.
Yeah,
he's
not going to appreciate that ball.
No, give it to him.
And he's got enough money anyway. He's a lawyer.
It'll be right
the FCC.
It'll be right at Sotheby's auction the next day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about
it. Might be there now.
Yeah.
how did it feel doing a live 3?
Oh, this was a blast.
Yeah,
this is a lot of fun. This is a great show.
I know you're a huge Giant fan.
Right.
Are you bothered by the benching of Eli?
A little bit. And I think that, as a Giant fan, and I grew up watching the Giants, my first game was at Yankee Stadium with Fran Tarkenton playing. My dad took me when I was a little boy.
You didn't see Y.A. Tittle play?
No, I did not. I'm not that old. But as a Giant fan growing up in the 70s, we were taught, my dad anyway, you got to be loyal to your team. No matter what, you got to be loyal to your team. And I was very excited when one time we got Craig Morton. People forget about that, a couple of seasons. Then he goes from the Giants to the Denver Broncos and to the Super Bowl, losing to the Dallas Cowboys.
Number seven.
So the idea of being loyal to your players is a big deal to me. Now, if you were to ask me in 2004 when the Giants drafted Eli Manning, hey, Zach, would you be willing to settle for about 20 years where Eli is, for the most part, having mediocre seasons with the rest of the team, but you get 2 Super Bowl championships, but you have to ride it out for 20 years? I'd be absolutely sign me up for that.
Sure.
And I think that based on that, and this is just my feeling, my opinion, it was what I love about sports is everybody's entitled to have an opinion and be a fan of your team, and it doesn't matter if you disagree or not. That's my opinion, and that's what matters most. Mm. So the loyalty issue is a big part of it. And I think you just go with Eli as long as he's willing and able to play the game. And here's the other thing. You can't blame these past 2 losses specifically on him. He hasn't had many years of a really good offensive line. It hasn't gelled in quite some time. You've got no defense. It's like
none.
Swiss cheese.
Awesome.
Right? So
if Giants are terrible.
If the defense was doing their job the past two games, you'd win. I mean, they'd be ugly New York Giant wins like they've always had.
But
you've got to
be a tinge
exciting.
Of excitement to see Daniel Jones, no?
You know what I think? I'm surprised, Zach. Moose, it's just a simple question.
Am I excited about Daniel Jones?
No, about Eli. He in a roundabout way.
No, I disagree with it.
Well,
I think
a little background and history to his fandom.
Sure did.
I explained the reason why I think you stick with Eli until Eli decides that he wants to sit down.
Oh, so Eli can decide.
Yeah, I think Eli should be able to decide. Yeah,
Eli's going to decide. That's
You should know when it's over. You should be able to make that decision.
Okay,
when you're no longer able to play, you should go, I'm going to retire.
I think he's going to play somewhere else. I think he's going to end up leaving the Giants because he wants to still compete. I don't feel he feels he's done, Eli. I think he's going to end up somewhere else.
Probably.
That's what I think is going to happen. But to Moose's question, as far as the new kid, 22-year-old, Daniel Jones.
You're not
Duke,
excited.
You know why? Because of the Dave Brown experience from Duke. And I put them in this. And he even had the same number. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a repeat in history.
Mm.
Not the number 8 that he plays with now, but 17.
Yeah.
I just got nauseous when I saw that.
Right.
Well, Dave
Duke,
Brown's stiff.
So, hey, Daniel Jones might do very well.
Supplemental pick.
He might be, yeah, remember that?
I remember. Jones I remember where I was when I heard they draft him with the supplemental pick. I was like, Dave Brown.
Yeah, I was going around in circles. But look, Daniel Jones, I think based on the preseason, and I understand it's not the first string defense that he's playing and all of those things. And remember, he doesn't have the Giants' first-string wide receivers in right now. You got Golden Tate, who's still doing his suspension,
right?
And then you have Shepard, who's out hurt.
With a concussion.
Okay,
yeah.
So they'll be back soon. But and then you got your running game. So if the line can get it together and make it less work for Daniel Jones will do very well.
Mm.
And it's about the defense, because if you don't have any defense, I don't care how good Daniel is or Eli is, you're not going to win those games.
No, you're not.
No, Zach, we appreciate it.
Shepard will
takes.
Be back this week.
Great job on
He's out of the concussion protocol. Great job, Zach.
Thank you. Great being here.
Thank you, Zach.
Good morning, everybody.
There you go. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS
Good morning,
Sports
gentlemen.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Good stuff from Zach there. Kicking off the hour. First time live with the three.
It was a little mush.
CBS Sports Radio, of course, their toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. We got NFL picks coming up here momentarily.
Could you imagine? I think you're done.
No, go ahead.
Could you imagine having Zach every day doing it live? I'm not suggesting it.
Yeah.
It'd be a little much. By the second day, we'd want to throw him through the glass.
No, I don't know about every day. Yeah, probably every day if he was here. I'd agree with that. But you do it here or there, I think it works.
Once a week,
Khalil
he
Mack.
Knows.
Cheap labor.
I mean, former, he used to be a DJ, rock stations and the like. I mean, he knows music back and forth.
I didn't know it. Yeah, I didn't know any of that about
him. Yeah, Harris as well.
Harris Allen.
Yes.
Any update on that?
With
the voice?
No, I don't think
he
so.
He was still
know.
Here as of 7:50. A good 2 hours after his shift
I think
ended.
He's gone now.
Why does he do that, Moose? You know him better than everybody.
I think he waits. He does a lot of work. He does a lot of emails. I'm being serious. I don't know what he does, but he does a lot of emails and stuff like that. And then I think he likes to wait for the traffic to disperse, I guess. But he's going in the opposite direction of traffic.
See, I thought it was because there isn't a bus to take him out of the city.
Bus?
So he has to drive. He doesn't drive anymore?
I asked him one time, and he said he was waiting for the bus. There wasn't a bus when his shift was over, and then he took the time. He gets ready for his ensuing shift. So when he walks in later today, tonight, whatever it is,
he's all prepared.
He's prepared.
I know he does that as well. You're right, setting up the next night. When I was working with him for years, I guess he stopped driving. Maybe he takes the bus now.
Yeah, maybe.
I was not aware.
Or I asked him at a time where he was taking the bus, but the one time I asked him, he said it was because there wasn't a bus right away.
Does he still have a car?
I don't know. We're not that close.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I think he's still... I don't
know. He has a lady friend, too.
Pardon
me. He does.
Really?
He does.
Really?
Yeah. So
he must go out to dinners on Friday nights, or he's doing, he's calling sports somewhere, or he's just working. Does he work 7 days a week here? He's always here. Like, he's always here.
No, he used to, I don't think he worked 7 days a week. He used to work on the classic rock station on Sirius XM part-time.
Really? I didn't know that. He's got that, like, as a DJ?
Correct.
DJ Jones. Yeah, he's got the voice.
I think he worked at 102.7 locally here in New York.
Oh, really?
I think he did.
NEW.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Did he, Pete? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he was an NEW guy.
Yeah, he was an NEW guy. Richard Neer, you know, I know we're going local here, but he does shows on WFAN, but him and his brother used to work at NEW as well. Scott Muni, obviously, and all those.
Yeah, but to the point, though, like, you make, like, a lot of those excellent rock DJs for years, no matter if they're New York, whatever, a lot of them work for Sirius now, so people hear them nationally if they have Sirius.
Yeah, they do. So, you're right. I mean, especially if they're a well-known voice, Taz, they have the opportunity to go. Yeah. You see a lot of guys now on Sirius XM that do that to play.
Dennis Elsis, right. Legendary Elsis, name.
Yeah. One of you guys.
Meg Griffin.
You guys, that's the one. I was thinking the female. I can remember her name. Yeah. She's on there, and she, like, sounds exactly the same. Like,
I know.
She's just great, yeah.
She used to work at WFUV, the Fordham station, when I was a student there.
Oh,
she was, like, the
Fordham.
Main...
Oh. Did you happen to hear what Zach gave you a little shout out?
Oh, did he? I should have listed.
The guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
There it is. A lot of people do that these days.
As we broadcast live from Fordham University, women's basketball.
God. Oh, Andrew's pissed.
Just in case you were feeling good about yourself.
And Andrew's hard to get mad. Like, you're a very self-deprecating guy. And that's the first time you look a little red. You look like you want to go out there and just whoop his ass.
The problem is... Now, you guys can say that all you want. That's fine. An accomplished play-by-play announcer can punk me like that, too. I'll accept that. Zach's on the internet doing radio shows to nobody. He's me in music.
I didn't know that.
And he's 15 years older than me.
Hold on a second.
So I feel like he's not the guy to be throwing that stone at me.
Did you know that?
I did not know.
Madonna Bowl.
I did not know. So you have more of an issue with Zach poking fun of your internet work when he does internet work.
Yeah,
because you shouldn't be throwing glasses at Stone
Islands.
Oh wow! So I didn't know that
I did not know that either.
He came in here, Zach, on his high horse. Like, oh,
cocky.
Bogus. I know, exactly. I know Bogus. Yeah, you heard the drop. I mean, you know,
the guy who does play-by-play on the internet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He loves ripping
from
on
the guy who talks classic music on the internet.
Team USA beat Spain 2-1.
Sure.
The characters at this place. My God, I go on and on. By the way, you know I'm a fan of your play-by-play.
I do.
You know that. I said that to you from jump.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love it. I love, no one calls Blue Hen stuff or any other sport. College sports like you. I am a fan of your work.
I still think that's the only time you initiated a text conversation with me now in 20 months was
right,
when you were watching a game last year.
Did you know
year.
That, Moose? I actually texted him.
No. Oh, no, I did. I think it's the same. We brought this
you
up
did.
At the time, yeah.
I don't know who else was watching that game. I was watching. I'm like, wait a minute, that's bogus.
Yeah, I've never witnessed your work.
That's okay.
No, he's very
You're
good.
Not missing much.
No.
As
no,
Zach
no,
pointed out.
No. As we broadcast live from Fordham University.
I mean, it basically does sound like that here. Now, you've now heard it.
Yes, that's it. What's going on this morning, Andrew?
Moose, it certainly, we get serious for a second, it certainly seems like Antonio Brown sends harassing text this week to the woman who says he made unwanted sexual advances back in 2017. The message is in response to the woman's story being published by SI. They were able to verify, SI was, the texts came from a number Brown uses, and while Brown's lawyer declined full comment, he did answer no when asked if he advised Brown to send those messages and then pointed out that he did not respond to them. Darren Heitner and others were included in the messages, again, from Brown, allegedly to this woman.
Yeah, did you see Klemko's tweet, Robert Klemko?
Explaining how they verified all of this?
Yeah, he said a man who sounded like AB answered the phone. He said Klemko introduced himself. He hung up, the man did. In a text, I asked him if he would share proof of his claim that the woman asked for him for money. He replied, faux clown.
Yeah.
That's F-O-H clown. Faux clown. So Klemko then surmised, so we're extremely confident that's AB who sent the text messages.
And they had
faux clown.
They had the number from previous messages between her and him where they were still in a business relationship, and he had sent her that number to call and arrange painting in his house. And then these messages came from that same number. Yeah. So, yeah. All of this came out as the Jaguars were beating the Titans on Thursday Night Football 27. Mike Vrabel's team fell into a quick 14-0 hole and never recovered.
Now, this isn't the team that you want to play from behind and run the football and rush the passer. So, you know, unfortunately, we were playing from behind.
Gardner Minshew's first quarter touchdown pass came after Titan Adoree Jackson muffed a punt. Titans QB Marcus Mariota eventually sacked 9 times, raising the total to 17, the most allowed through 3 weeks since 2002. Panthers QB Cam Newton yet to practice this week with that aggravated foot injury. No public decision yet, but Kyle Allen seems likely to start Sunday in Arizona. And the Dolphins are making a QB change. Josh Rosen expected to get the call Sunday in Dallas. The Chicago Cubs no longer in playoff position this morning.
One of the game's best relievers for several years. Ball's hard hit to deep center field. Back goes the center fielder, and it's gone! Home run number 13, big fly, Matt Carpenter!
That's Ricky Horton on Cardinals Radio. Matt Carpenter going deep off Craig Kimbrel, who
Ricky
is
Morton?
Ricky Horton. Horton.
There's only one guy here who knows who that is. Rock and Roll Express was a great tag team, men.
Oh, wrestling.
Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton, two legendary wrestlers. It's
Pete Swoons.
Yeah. Am I wrong, Pete?
Great tag team.
That's right. And Ricky, great guys, too. And they're still wrestling. They're in their 60s. They're still doing it down south there.
All right. Pete just excused himself. Continue,
thank
Andrew.
You. Is it called wrestling if you're in your 60s?
That's a good question. I
like
don't
extreme
know.
Extreme survival.
Those guys are
tempting
those guys are fate. Legends. And what's this guy's Morton? You said, what's the guy's name?
Ricky Horton. Horton.
Play-by-play. You can see what sparked me.
So that Matt Carpenter home run gave the Cardinals a 5-4 win in 10 at Wrigley. The loss drops the Cubs out of their tie with the Brewers for the second NL wild card. Cleveland down Detroit 7-0 to tie the Idle Rays for the second AL wild card. And the Yankees dumped the Angels 9-1 to clinch the AL East for the first time since 2012. But the main story in the Bronx remained the possible domestic violence from 18-game winner Domingo Germán. He is now on administrative leave while MLB investigates. A decision on any discipline should come before the playoffs begin in 2 weeks. And from the WNBA...
And reportedly, just on that, is that reportedly there's an eyewitness that witnessed it. And the Players Association did not, for lack of a better phrase, defend the administrative leave. So, you know, you could be facing if the allegations are true, a significant suspension.
I didn't read the details, but to your point you just made about an eyewitness, I overheard some of the guys before the show from WFAN, you know, talking about that. And I think the eyewitness, someone from the league office.
Well, if
that's not true.
That's not true?
That's not true.
Okay, well, someone should tell those,
I mean, okay, that's Bob Clappish reported that.
Yeah, and then Andy Martino, who's has very good sources with the Yankees. That is not true.
Okay, that's why I said I overheard.
Yeah,
it,
no,
I don't know what the truth
is. Yeah, right. The truth that the Clappish story was that it was at a CC Sabathia event earlier in the week, and that it was witnessed by MLB, somebody that works for Major League Baseball, and Martino. After the Clappish report, Martino came out and said, that is not the case. It was witnessed by anybody by Major League Baseball.
Now, I overheard.
I mean,
I believe it.
What you're saying, but so that is reportedly not the case. Well, you know, any way you cut it, though, he's been placed on administrative leave. So that lasts 7 days at the very least. And I think the Yankees internally are expecting to not have Germán back for the rest of the season.
Well, and Aaron Boone almost talked himself into trouble yesterday because he was getting pushed on when they had heard of this, and he admitted to hearing about it on Wednesday, and then they let Germán pitch. And eventually, the PR guy last night was like, okay, that's enough, and just cut off the questions, and they moved on from it because they don't want to be in a position where they pitched him, and he did this in front of a bunch of teammates, and no one...
Right.
And, you know, they didn't say anything and hold him out. Lastly, WNBA playoff. The Mystics took care of the Aces last night, 103-91. The Sun hammered the Sparks, 94-68. Washington and Connecticut have 2-0 leads in these best-of-five semifinals. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS. We'll come back. We got NFL picks. Week 3 game in already. Jacksonville victorious last night. They finally get a win. They're 1-2 on the year. The Titans 1-2. They're the 20-7 victory down in Saxonville as they had 9 sacks last night. I've got 3 picks. Taz has got 3 picks. Taz is running away with it early on. So I got to rally here a little bit. And we got the undercard for you. We come your way next. It's Taz Moose on a Friday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. On CBS Sports Radio.
All right, you know what time it is. Time for Ask the Pros. Been waiting all morning long. The question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Justin out in beautiful Idaho. I need some winners, guys. How about some Taz and the Moose picks? Well, speak of the devil, Justin. They're coming your way straight ahead. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every single day. So week three NFL, one game in the books, as we've discussed all morning long. Taz coming off a week last week in which he was 2-1 a week ago, 5-1 on the season. I'm 1-5, 1-2 last week. So four-game lead for Taz. As we get to it, here you go. Week three NFL picks. Go!
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Taz, you're leading the way.
I'll go first here. So, we talked earlier about this excellent matchup, Moose, this AFC battle that's going to happen at 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens, who are red hot, with Lamar Jackson heading into Kansas City to play the Chiefs with the other red-hot, Pat Mahomes. Listen, man, this is going to be a hell of a game, okay? The Ravens are plus six. They're the underdog in this game here. So, I don't know, man. I've been tossing back and forth on this. I'm hoping you have this as a game you're picking. Hell, let me ask you, are you picking this game?
I was
curious what your thoughts, but you can give your thoughts, I guess, if you want.
No, I think it's a 50-50 game. Don and I do picks, a pick sheet every week, nice. Right? So, this was the last game we picked. Mm. We ended up, taking the points with Baltimore on the road to keep it close.
Yeah, that's how I feel right there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Ravens. Plus the six. I don't know, man. Lamar Jackson's just playing great. You know, defense is it's clicking right now. I understand how awesome Mahomes is, and Shady McCoy can break out at any time, and he's new on the team, but yet looking pretty good. I mean, there's loads of weapons. If anyone's going to battle the Patriots this year, you and I have talked about it a whole lot. We both love the Kansas City Chiefs, but I don't know, man. Plus six in the NFL, even though they're on the road for the Ravens. I mean, I know how great Kelce is with Mahomes, the connection with him. And obviously, like I was talking about the running back spot with Shady Moore and even Williams running the ball. I'm still going with the Ravens plus six. So that's my deal.
All right, Baltimore plus six. I like it. I'm in agreement with you. I'm going to go up to Buffalo, New York. Bills 2-0 on the year. Bengals 0-2 on the season. Bills are a 6-point favorite. Bills Mafia, they're celebrating. You see the video of
the baby?
Bills fans? Yes, baby going through, literally throwing the baby through a mock table, yeah. But placing the baby through kind of a cardboard table.
It was funny.
Kind of, almost, I would say, baptizing her as a Bills fan, which was very, very cute. But, I mean, they are going to be rabid. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're still already lining up and lighting tables on fire up there in Buffalo, Taz. I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to lay the six. Bengals fired their best shot opening week up in Seattle. Bills come home. They're 2-0. It's interesting to see when a team gets off to a good start, how do they handle success. And I just think they'll handle it just fine. I think they'll get after Dalton. I trust that front seven for Bills to get after it. I think as long as Allen plays a relatively clean game, I think the Bills win this game by a touchdown. So I'm going to take Buffalo laying the six. That's pick number one for me.
Yeah, no, I love that pick, Moose. Definitely love that pick for sure. So let's talk a little bit about here. Next game I'm going to pick is Vikings. The Vikings play the Oakland Raiders. The Vikings are at home. The Raiders are plus nine. I'm going to take Oakland in this. It's a lot of points in the NFL, and I think John Gruden's team's just, the whole drama with Antonio Brown leaving all that, that's kind of yesterday's news for them. You know, I know Carr's not the greatest quarterback in the world, but there's something about them getting 9 points. I understand the Vikings. I understand that. Kirk Cousins, not a huge fan of Kirk Cousins with the Vikings. I know Dalvin Cook, arguably one of the better running backs in the league. That's not an overstatement. I think that's probably pretty factually correct. But something about 9 points to me in an NFL football game to a John Gruden coach team. So I don't know, man. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 9.
I got a half, so I'll give you 9.5.
Oh, you got a half. Okay, half, sorry, I had 9.
No, that's fine. It works in your favor.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Ends up at 9, you win. So there you go. It's not a push. So I got 9.5, so there you go. You like the Raiders plus 9.5.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Monday night game, Taz. I'm going to take the Bears on the road down at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, to knock off the Redskins, and I'll lay the 4 points. Listen, Trubisky, at some point, Taz, the training wheels have got to come off for Mitch. You get a sense that Nagy and company don't really completely trust the quarterback. But if they're going to get to where they want to go to this year, and that's the playoffs, and be a team to be reckoned with in the playoffs, Taz, Trubisky's got to show you a lot more than he has in the first couple of weeks. Now, the defense is great, and that's why I'm taking him in this one. I don't think the Redskins are going to be able to move the ball all that much. I think the offensive line for Washington, clearly not the same without Trent Williams at left tackle. He is still not playing for Washington, has no interest in playing for Washington. I think the Bears get after Keenum. I think they knock him around. I think the Bears do enough offensively. It's going to be an ugly game. I don't think this is going to be a pretty one. But I'm going to take the Bears to get themselves to 2-1, lay the 4 Monday night as the Skins will fall to 0-3.
All right, cool. Like it. So we're going to a little Sunday night football action. We touched on this game for a second or two earlier in this program. The Rams, basically, and the Browns. Look, man, both these teams, by the way, the Browns are home, I should have mentioned that, and the Browns are a plus 3. So they're the home team getting 3 against a potent L.A. Ram team. And speaking of potent, we've all talked a lot, those of us that cover games like you and I, and we've talked a lot here on this show about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And about Baker Mayfield and all the talent that are around him, Beckham, DeJuice Landry, and everything. So, but all that being said, that's all great, and we haven't really seen it click yet. And I don't think it's going to click on Sunday night, even though they're home. And I know they're going to be tough at home. This Ram team with Jared Goff with his new big fancy contract is legit as legit can be. From these tremendous wide receivers, from Kupp to Woods to Cooks, all legit. Todd Gurley, as you know, tremendous. Behind him, Malcolm Brown running the ball too. I mean, so I just don't know. Their offensive line is on point, and defensively, I mean, damn, they're the Rams. I mean, you know, it's like kind of like enough said, right? You know, so I'm going to take the Rams, and you could take the 3 points, Browns. I'll take the Rams, and they're going to cover.
All right, so there you have it. You like the Rams laying 3 on the road in Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
Is the Sunday night affair, which is a really good Sunday night matchup.
Yeah, I know.
To close out all the action on Sunday, Taz, I'm going to bite on one of the huge favorites this weekend, and I kind of went back and forth on which one to go with. I'm going to go with one of the least talented teams against one of the least talented teams, Taz, I've seen in the NFL in quite some time. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the big number, the college number of 23, as they're home against the Josh Rosen now-led Miami Dolphins. The reason, I mean, just look at what Miami's done here through the first couple weeks. They're a bad team. I know they added Taco Charlton, the former first rounder from the Cowboys, who got waived by Dallas earlier in the week. They picked him up. It seems like a nowhere to go fast. And here's the other thing that's disappointing in Miami. What exactly, Taz, are you expected to learn from Josh Rosen here, where you're throwing him in on a team that's clearly undermanned, that is not that talented, where the offensive line is having trouble holding up the pressure? What am I going to learn about Josh Rosen?
Yeah. No,
I mean, you're not going to learn anything.
Question,
I mean, it's like almost throwing like
throwing him at the fire.
Well, that's it. It's like throwing a deer to the wolves.
It's always the case with this kid, too. He can't catch a break.
You're exactly right. And you feel bad for him, Taz. And I'll be honest with you, he might never have a career. I mean, where is he going to end up now? I mean, because it looks like Miami is going to be drafting a quarterback next April. Where is exactly Josh Rosen going to land? But he now has the unfortunate situation of going into Dallas and taking on the Cowboys. You saw the Dallas team rally last week on the road in Washington against the Skins. We saw them hand it to the Giants week one. And I love what Kellen Moore is doing as the play caller. He's mixing things up. Prescott's throwing the ball a lot better. Their run in the offensive line has played well. We know how good that defensive front is at getting after it, too. Dallas Cowboys are a really talented team. You and I both had them in the playoffs. You have them winning the East. I had them as a wild card team. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the 23. That's pick number 3 for me.
Okay, cool. So I'll go over my 3 real quick, and then I guess you'll do yours. We'll do the little rundown. We're big fans of the rundown here.
Why? All right,
so I'm joking. So
I got, recap.
Recap. That's a better way to put it. All right, so I have the Ravens plus 6 at Kansas City. So I have the Ravens. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the 6. I also have the Raiders getting 9.
9.5.
9.5. I keep forgetting that half, which is in my favor, as you said. And they're on the road, the Ravens, against the Vikings. So I got the Raiders 9.5. Plus 9.5. Then I got the Rams giving 3 at Cleveland. So there's my 3 and your 3 moves.
Yeah, my 3. I'm taking the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the 23 against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to take Bills Mafia. Going to be celebrating Taz and Company on Sunday. I think they get themselves to 3-0. Give me the Bills at home laying the 6 against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm going to go to the Monday night game to close out week 3. Chicago on the road in Washington. Give me the Bears laying the 4.
Just to put you on the spot for a second, you know, we're big into consistency here. I think you should pick, I know you're quick, pick one more. I'll tell you why. Remember we had that agreement, I just remember this, not to touch the Jets, Dolphins, because the big point spread. Remember
did
that,
we?
Mike? Yeah, we did. Remember, I think we on the air, we like joked around about it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because it's just such a gigantic point spread.
Okay, that's
you
know, fair.
I'm surprised you don't remember that. I don't remember which day.
I don't remember that, but that's fine.
I know I could put you on the spot because you'll pick another game in 2 seconds. So,
yeah. No, that's fine.
Well, can we leave it? We can leave it. It's not like we're about consistency here. You know, that's what we preach here.
I forgot about that. That's a bad job by me. I will take...
I'm surprised you're not touching the Eagles and the Lions.
No, I was
Lions.
Thinking about that. I don't love that game.
No, I
don't love that game. We'll go to Lamb. I've gone back and forth. I don't have a great feel for that one. I don't exactly trust Detroit enough to pick them on the road. And the offensive line for Philadelphia, Fletcher Cox this week has come out and basically said, you know, he's working his way through some things. I'll tell you this. I'll take the Packers.
There you go.
I'll lay the 7 and a hook. If you're going to bet the game, I would buy it down under a touchdown. So I'd buy a point and get it to 6.5. But I like it. I like Flacco and boys going into Green Bay. That Packers defense has played very, very well here this year for Mike Pettine. Rodgers and company. Offensively, I think they're going to get more and more comfortable with LaFleur's system. They're home for a second straight week. They barely held on last week against Minnesota. The defense has been legit. Give me the Packers, lay the 7.5 against the Broncos.
That's going to be an interesting matchup, Moose, with Aaron Rodgers at home against a Vic Fangio defense.
Yeah.
So for those Broncos. That's
going to
be
point.
A hell of a matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Yeah. And see if Chubb and company and Von Miller can get after Aaron Rodgers and make him uncomfortable in the pocket. That's a bad job, but usually I remember those things. I forgot about that.
They're usually locked in on those things.
Yeah, I forgot
usually
about that.
I would make that poofah, and he'd be like, oh, wait a minute. What are you doing?
That's a bad job, I think. You're right about that. That's true.
I thought about it. I just thought about it after.
That, I forgot about
that's
that.
We spitball on the air. No, it's like a production
thanks,
meeting.
Thanks
on
for reminding
air.
Me. I appreciate it. But if I were to bet one of those.
Thanks for putting me on the spot. Appreciate it.
No. It's all good. No. I would say, but if I were to play one of those games, Taz, I think that I don't know if either one is going to stay close. But if I think it's one of those teams, Dolphins or Jets, could stay close, I would probably say I think the Jets have a. Not a great chance,
but a better
chance than Miami of staying close with New England.
I agree. And for me, it's because of Lev Bell. There'll be some sort of a running game there.
Yeah, and Williams is a good defensive coordinator.
He is a good defensive coordinator.
He'll rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, he rubs everybody the wrong way. He plays for him for sure. And guys who used to play for him.
There you have it. So there are picks here. Week 3 is upon us. Thank you to Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew with the updates. Taz, great show today, man.
Yes,
fun.
Great show to you too, Moose.
Make sure to download that podcast each and every day. Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher as well. We appreciate all the love and support that you show us each and every day. Have a great weekend, everybody. Till Monday, peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.